international speaker, author, entrepreneur, Wayne Scherer. This is the Wayne Scherer Show, and welcome to Being Your Destiny. It's another great, great day in Washington, D.C. It's a little chilly out. Clouds are out. Sun's coming up. Yes, I'm doing this early in the morning. I love waking up. And now, today, we got a very special show for you. But before we get started, can I ask you one thing? Please, if you would, go to WayneScherrerShow.com. WayneScherrerShow.com. There's nothing to buy there. I would just like you to click the like button in the upper left-hand corner of that page. That's all. There's nothing there to buy, just a picture and a like button. Simple enough. I appreciate that. I appreciate you taking a moment to do that as we get ready, as I introduce the show, as we go into what we're going to cover this time. I know some of you haven't done it. Is that you? Why not? Does it hurt to go to that link and click the like button? Oh, well. Anyhow, what are we going to do this time? We're going to look at 13 reasons why you're not successful. Okay, you might be successful. Why lots of people aren't successful. And if you're not successful, then here's 13 things to consider. And if you're like me, these things affect me all the time. So it becomes a matter of degree and how you let things affect you, whether you become successful or not. But I picked these up. And I like them a lot. So it was an article by Jim Cookrell, and I saw it in the NFIB.com, and I thought this is very interesting. So I thought I'd bring this to you on the podcast because I thought it was important. I think it's important for you because one of the ways to defeat the things that prevent you from being successful is first to understand what they are. So. You know, when people tell me things like this, sometimes I get mad at first, and so be it. So maybe you'll get mad when I say some of these things, but then sit down and get over it, okay? Because do you want to live the life you desire? Do you want to get out of your job? Do you want to not be a slave to your boss? Do you want to be your own boss? Do you want to be able to work from home? You want to do all the things like I'm doing right now. Well, maybe you don't want a podcast, but that's okay. You don't have to do that. So it's very much very important that you consider all 13 of these things and look at them honestly about yourself, okay? If you're not willing to be honest to yourself about what is affecting you, then you are really selling yourself short and preventing yourself from moving ahead. The one thing that's been good, or it's been both good and bad for me, is I have been my harshest critic my entire life. And sometimes that held me back, and other times it propelled me forward. But more often than not, it propelled me forward, so I still maintain it's better to be your own harshest critic than not to be. Okay? So quit living fantasy land and pay attention here. Yeah, 13 things that are preventing you from being successful. We'll start at the bottom. You don't believe that whatever you want is possible. Okay, we've mentioned that before, but until you actually believe that you can do exceptional things, then you won't be able to do it. If you keep believing you can never get there, that you're not possible, that everybody else is better than you, that everybody else is preventing you from doing things or whatever, then, you know, you will always be waiting in line. And that's the fact. You know, stop waiting in line. Step up. Step up. I remember the first time I went to a millionaire luncheon. And I'm not exaggerating. And I was by far the most broke person at the table. I was lucky to even be able to get in the door. But I found a way to sit at lunch with, I think it was about 10 to 12 millionaires. Yeah, think about it. And they're all discussing all these big things, and we go around the table doing this stuff, and they get to me. So I'm trying to keep it all together there and just talk nonchalantly the same way they did. It wasn't easy. But I went to the head of the line. I don't sit back, okay? I never sit back. If I can find a way to get to the head of the line, I'm going. I don't care what it costs and what I have to suffer to get there. Because you can't win in business. You can't bring people the things they need and the things they want. You can't share your talents unless you can get to the head of the line. So you have to believe you can be there in order to get there. All right, number 12, you don't want it, right? We've talked about that before. If you don't want it more than you can breathe, you ain't going anywhere, all right? You have to start wanting this more than anything else. You have to start wanting your own business, to work from home, your own destiny. You have to start wanting it more than you want to go to that job. And until you want it that much, until you want it more than you can breathe, then it isn't going to happen. Want is a big difference between want and motivation. Want drives you without any additional motivation. Motivation are things you use to help inspire you. Well, the want doesn't need much inspiration. You have a job and you don't want it and you want to be working at home and there's nothing else you need to inspire you to want to be on your own and independent to be able to say you control your whole life, okay? You have to want it. Number 11, think small. That's not telling you to think small. The problem is you do think small. You have to start thinking big. You have to create a vision. It doesn't mean your goal is to make $1 million by the end of the week, but your goal should be to make more than you think you're capable of right now. So whatever you think you're capable of, multiply that times 10 and start thinking big, okay? Thinking small keeps you small. It keeps you from ever moving ahead. It keeps you from taking the steps you need to take to even get to the goal that you actually initially thought you were capable of, okay? Always think big. Always think bigger and bigger and bigger. Until you start thinking big and start believing that what you're thinking, then it isn't going to happen. Positive affirmations, that's one way to start thinking big. Start believing in yourself. Look up positive affirmations on the internet and see what they are, because we're not talking about them here. Number 10. Because of all the social BS, I like that, the way he states that. and it's true. How many of you spend all of your time searching through social media and whatever, and just yapping about this, that, and the other thing? And you know it, but you don't stop. Imagine that. And there's more of you that do this than will admit it. So at least admit it to yourself. There's nobody else listening inside of your head right now other than you. How much time are you spending on the Twitters, the Facebooks, your business, your own jobs, social site? Who knows? Yip-yapping at the water cooler. talking on the telephone and really accomplishing absolutely nothing other than talking. You know, that's all social BS. And if it doesn't have a purpose toward moving ahead, then you really need to think about how much time you spend doing it. It doesn't mean don't be social. It means you have to really take a look at what you're doing, and because you need time to build your business. So it's stealing your time and it's not achieving anything for you, other than getting a bunch of people to go, "Hump, hump, hump, yeah, 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 you're funny." You know, what the hell good is that for you to move ahead? It is to some degree good to socialize that they are your fans, but at the same time, they cannot have all of your time. Number 9, wasting time. Well, a lot of these things waste time, but many people spend many, many hours doing nothing, basically, as as Jim Kirkle said, it's working, not working. you do things that simply aren't productive. And why is that? Well, here's an example. Number one, one of my biggest things that I think is a time waster is trying to manage time. And here's why. You've heard it before, maybe, if you listen to some of my other podcasts, but time, it was invented by man. It does not exist. It is not real. It is something we created. It cannot be managed. You cannot put it in your hands. You cannot take it and shorten it and lengthen it or anything of the sort. It's a fixed, finite thing, and it's an abstract thing, though it's one of the few abstract things that we put a specific, you know, definition to, in a sort, in a sense. That kind of doesn't make sense, but it does, because time is so weird. It's like, why do you try to manage it? You can manage your actions. So manage your actions. What are you going to do? So you don't waste time working on not working. You should be laying out your actions and then going to action. No more time wasting. You know, the social stuff is time wasting. Lots of things are time wasting. So find things, and managing time is time wasting. So don't manage time. Manage actions. You want actions, and that's where you got to go. Manage your actions. Number eight. I like this one too. Jim Kirkle says it's no X factor. and I like this one because this is pretty much putting it on everybody else in a way. You can't do it because you don't have what? If I only had this, if I only had that. Art Miller used to say, okay, just do it then. Go do it. If that's what you need to do it, then do it. If I only had this, I can't do it because I'm not pretty enough. I can't do it because I'm not strong enough. I can't do it because I don't speak well enough. I can't do it because this, that, and the other thing. Okay, then just do it. Then you can do it. Get off your ass and quit making excuses. You wonder why so many jerks get ahead of you. It's because they don't let stuff like that stop them. You don't believe you can do stuff, so instead of just doing it, you believe you don't have what it takes to do it. And if you only had this or the other thing, the pretty enough, the good enough, the tall enough, the short enough, the strong enough, the weak enough, the fat enough, the skinny enough, whatever excuse, just do it. Get your X factor. You have it. Just allow yourself to have it. Number seven, this kind of rolls right out of the X factor. You're always talking about what they do. and you don't even define they. There's no secret group of people that controls your success or failure. So you control your success or failure. Nobody else is standing in your way. Yes, there are people that will do things that will impede you, slow you down, but nothing stops you. Nothing. You remember how I started sitting in my little empty apartment with absolutely nothing, truly nothing. I had a suitcase and a box and a plan, right? I could have said, well, how am I supposed to start a business? I have nothing. I can't do this. They all have everything and I have nothing. Well, who is they? And if you can't define them and what they're specifically doing, then why are you even talking about them? And if you can't define specifically what somebody is doing, then find a way around it, okay? Make a plan that doesn't involve whatever they're doing. Yeah, sometimes it's more difficult than others, but it's not impossible. There is nothing that's impossible. Number six. I'm going to change this around a little bit. Jim here, Mr. Kirkle, says no goals. Well, to some degree, that's correct. But goals by themselves are not good enough, because goals require actions. So if you haven't defined the actions for the goals, then you could define goals all day long and nothing's going to happen. So goals by themselves are not a reason A lack of goals is not a reason totally for failure. A lack of actions to achieve your goals is ultimately this reason people don't succeed with their goals. But at the same time, if you're a kind of person who plays it by ear and doesn't really have any idea where you're going, well, that kind of lack of goals is going to kill you too. So you need, it's kind of a two-part number six. No goals and no actions to get goals. Once you write those goals, start looking at the actions to get there. Okay? Number five. Too much thinking, right? You like to analyze everything. You want to learn everything. You want to know why everything works the way it does. Well, I'll tell you what. It doesn't matter. Do you think that Bill Gates was a computer programmer? You probably do, and he's not, and he wasn't. And yet he has the biggest software company in the world. Okay? And it wasn't because he waited until he learned how to program all the bits, all the zeros and ones, okay? He didn't do that. No. He found people that could do it and let them do the stuff they were good at, and he did what he was good at, which was, as it turned out, he's really good at negotiating and putting ideas together and bringing the teams together to make it happen. I don't think he knew he was good, but he found out about it when he convinced IBM to allow him the sole rights to the software because IBM believed the machines were going to make all the money and he believed the software was. We know who was right, who has the bigger company now. So stop thinking and go into action. If you need some way to get something done, then outsource it. Outsource it doesn't mean you have to go hire employees if you don't have the money to hire employees. It means you have to find some way to get help doing what you need done. And quit just thinking about it and thinking you have to know more before you do anything. You already know more than 98% of the people that want to do what you want to do because you've already started taking action. So stop overthinking things. All right, number four, negativity. Being negative is natural. And it's also one of your biggest impediments. If you're like me, you start to think every once in a while that things are all going bad and there's no way you're going to pull things out of this. So how do you fix that? Well, the simple way is surround yourself by successful people and not by the people who don't believe anything you believe, okay? Of course, the successful people have negative moments, but because they surround themselves with those other successful people, they're able to pull through those negative moments and continue to push ahead. They have a way to move ahead. And that's actually a big part of the Easy Lead Network. If you choose to reach out to people in the network, then you have a network of people that will support you. If you choose not to, then you don't. And that's another reason I'd love for you to join my team. Become a reseller in one of the four programs and join the Easy Lead Network, and you will have an instant force to be with you, literally. I mean, that's Star Wars, yeah. But the force will be with you. When you feel negative, you'll have somebody you can contact that is working on the same thing you're working on and believes in what you're doing. It's very difficult. Remember, there is no such thing as income inequality. There's only thinking inequality. If you believe you can't, you won't. If you surround yourself with negative people that tell you you can't, you won't. But the 2% that go the opposite way, well, that's why they're the top 2%. It's not because they had some special, unfair, unequal thing going for them. All right. Number three, the reason you're not successful, fear. All right, number three, fear. I'm not sure I agree that's number three. It may actually, in my book, be number one, but that's the order that Jim Cookrell had it. He had it as number three. But actually, fear, I don't know. For me, fear was number one. But for others, it may not be. But that's because I have a severe anxiety problems. And so fear was a, might actually be a bigger factor for me than for others. I didn't do a study of this, so I don't know. But plain and simple, fear is holding you back. You let the fear of the unknown, the fear of what your friends and families tell you, the fear of possibly losing money before you make money, the fear that other people might be laughing at you, the fear that, I don't know, there's all kinds of fears. The fear that whatever you try next won't work instantly. Nothing's going to work instantly, so you got to get rid of that fear. But the fear is big. And you have to, by, you know, the same network that helps you with the negativity can get you through the fear. Having all of the things like the plans, the goals, the action steps, and all that stuff will help you always defeat the fear. You must make a plan. If you listen to one of my earlier podcasts, I talk about how I actually have to have a plan that I usually, when I have those big fears, I have to vocalize it to somebody to force myself to do it. All right, have a plan. There's a way to get around everything. Number two, entitlement. This has become bigger and bigger in the world. And the liberal news loves to give everybody entitlements and tell you how you're entitled to everything. Well, you know, the founding fathers in the U.S. Laid down what they considered the inalienable rights. You know what inalienable means? It means the rights you have just because you were born. Now, those rights are very, very broad. And in today's world, we've created rights that don't exist just because you were born. One of my favorite is, I'm going to make the smokers mad, but claiming you have a right to smoke. Did you have just by the fact you were born the right to smoke? Be serious. You don't. Just because you smoke doesn't make you have the right to smoke. Just because I don't smoke doesn't make you not have the right to smoke. There is no right or no right. There is no right to smoke. It doesn't exist. The right to, what's one of the right to make as much money when you're the, mailroom clerk, the right to make the much money as the CEO. There's no such right, but that's the kind of entitlement people are putting out there. People are using it when they start a business. They think people are obligated to give them everything to start their business, and then they want to go make money from other people. Now, just spend 1 second thinking about what I just said. I, as a business person, I actually give people a ton of stuff. The Easy Lead Network is over $7,500 worth of training. All you have to do is become a reseller in one of the four programs. And then you get a team that takes you through all of these things. But I also sell other things. You don't have a right to have everything given to you because you want to be in business. I never personally believed that, and when I was sitting in a room, I was just figuring out how was I going to get what they have, what is going to be my path, okay? And there's no entitlement to it. The entitlement builds itself by you showing that you care, that you want to help other people, that you want to provide people with things they want and things they need that will get them ahead in whatever marketplace you are trying to move into. Okay, until you can show you can add value, you have no entitlement to be there. So things don't happen because of luck. I love it. Well, I hope to be lucky this year. Well, luck doesn't just happen. The reason things happen, I think the only thing I can think of that would be truly luck, and it's not completely luck, is the lottery. And the only way you can win the lottery is you have to take an action. You have to buy the ticket. But everything after that is totally luck. I mean, you have absolutely no control over that. But there's very few things in life that compare to that. And nothing in business compares to that. I don't know the people I know because of luck. I didn't achieve the things I achieved because of luck. It's because I took action. It's because I was willing to go to work and get things done. Nobody owed me anything. I owed them. And by demonstrating I could deliver, I could move ahead. There is no entitlements. You are not entitled to anything. Get over it. Every time you and I'm not saying I don't think every once in a while that I deserve whatever. Of course I do. Everybody's guilty of that. But you have to get over it. You have to see through it. You have to be the first person in your life to see through it. And if somebody tells you you're thinking that way, instead of getting mad, which everybody does, I do. The first time somebody tells me that, my first thought is, are you crazy? But then I have to quickly adjust and think, because maybe they're right. And usually they are. Others usually are correct. If they've spent enough time with you, they can see you entitling yourself. And now, my friends, number one from Jim's list, laziness. Now, you already know I said that number one for me actually is fear. Laziness has never been my number one. But it may actually be true in the general population, laziness. I mean, think about it. How often do you sit there doing nothing? I'm not saying you do. I don't know. I can't see you. But there's a fair chance that a good number of you spend way too much time doing nothing. We have to assume we are lazy. I assume that I am lazy, even though I'm far from it. But successful people work their butts off and work endlessly. They're smart about it. I do not agree that working all night, day after day after day, makes you more productive. It doesn't. I have found in my life, for instance, making sure I get my 7.5 to 8 hours sleep is far more productive than doing all-nighters. So there isn't anything you can tell me that will change that. I know that for a fact. It's why I have been more productive hour for hour than anybody I've ever worked with or competed with, because I get my rest. The rest is far more important than doing all-nighters. Now, there are occasions where events and actions, particularly in the Navy, required me to be up all night because I had to do actions that were actually about completing a mission that had a timeline that expired, or people could die, okay? That's a whole different thing. When there's a timeline when things can expire, then you have to adjust. But that's not my way of living. That's the exception. But being lazy isn't about because I get enough sleep that I must be lazy. No. Being lazy is, what are you doing with your time in general? Really, how often are you just sitting there watching the TV? I mean, that comes back to the social media stuff, right? But how often are you just sitting around diddly-daddling? There's nothing wrong with having hobbies and including them in your time and including entertainment in your time. But if you're letting it take all of your time, you are just being lazy. And in fact, if you haven't been successful to where you want to be, you're going to run out of money doing that. So laziness is the killer. It may in fact be the biggest killer there is. And if that made you mad because I just called you lazy, well, I call myself lazy, all right? So don't feel like you're special. I don't like catching myself doing nothing, unless I can find where it actually fit into the plan. Because sometimes you do have to relax and give yourself a reward, and it also gets you out meeting people. But when you're networking with like-minded people, you aren't doing nothing. You're actually making associations that can improve your business. So think about it. And don't just try to make excuses for what you're doing, like networking. If you say you were networking, but you weren't really, was anybody there actually a potential associate or business customer or not? Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So don't translate things into excuses that aren't there. All right, that's it. 13 reasons why you may not be successful. How many of them affect you? How many of them are affecting your business every day? How many are preventing you from even getting started? Think about it. Play it over again. Listen to them. All right. This is Wayne Scherer. This is Being Your Destiny on the Wayne Scherer Show. Go to easyleadnetwork.com, easyleadnetwork.com. Join me. Become part of the team, and we'll help you work through all 13 of these things starting right now. All right, see you on the next episode.